Section 1 of Widdershins by Oliver Onions. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to find out how you can volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Recording by Don W. Jenkins. Widdershins by Oliver Onions. From ghasties, ghoulies, and long-leggedy beasties, and things that go bump in the night, good Lord, deliver us. Note. It has been suggested that a definition should be given of the word that forms the volume's title. That word means contrary to the course of the sun. Oliver Onions. The Beckoning Fair One. Parts 1 through 4. 1. The three or four to-let boards had stood within the low paling as long as the inhabitants of the little triangular square could remember, and if they had ever been vertical, it was a very long time ago. They now overhung the palings, each at its own angle, and resembled nothing so much as a row of wooden choppers, ever in the act of falling upon some passer-by, yet never cutting off a tenant for the old house from the stream of his fellows. Not that there was ever any great stream through the square. The stream passed a furlong and more away, beyond the intricacy of tenements and alleys and byways that had sprung up since the old house had been built, hemming it in completely. And probably the house itself was only suffered to stand pending the falling in of a lease or two, when doubtless a clearance would be made of the whole neighborhood. It was of bloomy old red brick, and built into its walls were the crowns and clasped hands and other insignia of insurance companies long since defunct. The children of the secluded square had swung upon the low gate at the end of the entrance alley until little more than the solid top bar of it remained, and the alley itself ran past boarded basement windows on which tramps had chalked their cryptic marks. The path was washed and worn uneven by the spilling of water from the eaves of the encroaching next house, and cats and dogs had made the approach their own. The chances of a tenant did not seem such as to warrant the keeping of the to-let boards in a state of legibility and repair, and as a matter of fact they were not so kept. For 6 months Oleron had passed the old place twice a day or oftener, on his way from his lodgings to the room 10 minutes' walk away he had taken to work in, and for 6 months no hatchet-like notice-board had fallen across his path. This might have been due to the fact that he usually took the other side of the square, but he chanced one morning to take the side that ran past the broken gate and the rain-worn entrance-alley, and to pause before...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?